What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Dave Portnoy, welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Thanks.
When's the last time you were here with me?
I haven't been on, you haven't invited me on your show since you've been on your own.
My Spotify deal.
I did.
Since I own my IP?
Yes, correct. Which we gave you, yes.
So we're at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
You brought your new girlfriend.
Not my new girlfriend. No.
We have to get into it immediately. You went viral because you were at the Celtics game and you brought a date.
Right.
And you idiot. I show up today to do this interview with Dave and he, what is her name? You're not going to say. Are you going to sit in silence the whole episode?
If it's going to be like that, yeah, I am.
How did you decide to bring this amazing, beautiful woman here today in my presence and think I wasn't going to bring it up?
Well, because it's like, well, we're friends, so.
Are we friends?
Yeah.
You and I?
Friendly?
How would we define our relationship, Dave?
You didn't invite me to your wedding, but I guess you didn't invite any of the crew either, so that's fine.
Okay, it was a small wedding.
Yeah.
Would you invite me to your wedding?
Absolutely.
Are you ever going to get remarried?
Probably not.
You would invite me to your wedding?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
I don't believe you for a second.
I would.
No, you're saying that because you know you're never going to get remarried.
No, I, hand to God, if I get married, you will get an invite.
You kind of like me.
We're friendly.
Do you miss me at Barstool?
No.
You miss the paycheck?
Yeah, oh, sure. Call Her Daddy made us a lot of money.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice. Anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required. This episode is brought to you by new Garnier Fructis hair filler with vitamin C, G. Many things can damage your hair, like heat styling and bleaching, but the all new Garnier Fructis hair filler systems can reverse up to 1 year of damage to your hair smoothness in just one use, giving you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. And all Garnier products are approved by Cruelty Free International under the Leaping Bunny program. New Garnier Fructis hair filler, pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and serum are available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores. Learn more at GarnierUSA.com.
Okay, so I feel like there are so many celebrities here. Who have you randomly like hung out with that's such a random celebrity?
The first time I met Tom Brady was here, so that was big for
Guess me. What I found out last night?
He's not coming.
Tom Brady
coming.
Was supposed to come to the Unwell event last night, and then he canceled his entire trip.
Why?
I have no idea. He had Why like 10 tickets, and he canceled everything.
To the Unwell? Where well, was it? Or it just to the Derby?
To the whole Derby, but he was coming to my event last
well,
night.
Well, yeah, he's like...
Does that make me cool? Give me like...
Well, no, he didn't come. I mean, coulda, woulda, shoulda. You get no credit for, like, he coulda come.
But he was going to. Has he ever come to one of your fucking parties?
Has Tom Brady ever been in Super Bowl parties? To one of our personal event parties? I don't know that he has. But I can't remember the last time he threw a party.
Okay, let's circle back. Are you a fan of Leonardo DiCaprio?
He's a good actor.
What else? What else do you have in common, though? If you have anything in common. Any similarities, Dave?
I think I'm more outgoing, probably. Like, he hides himself.
Well, you also have something in common where you like to date young women.
Well, I don't know if that's always the case, but I mean, I was married for a long time.
You are married.
No, I was.
Did you get a divorce? No.
That's true. That technically is true. We tried.
What a bitch.
To our defense, we tried and it got denied.
That is the biggest crock of motherfucking shit. You said that to me on tour and I don't believe you for a second. You're like, I tried to get divorced.
Hand to God. No. You want me to text her right now, say, did we file the paperwork? Did we go to the judge? And the judge looked at it and said, nope.
Yeah, call Renee up. Let's go. I don't fucking believe you for a second. This was a ploy for you. No, you're not actually doing it. This was a ploy that you tell girls so that you can't marry them. I'm convinced. There's no fucking way. Okay. Let's call Renee. Text her. Say, I'm on a show right now and I need to clear my name. Alex Cooper wants to. Why would you not be able to get a divorce?
Clearly, you don't know the first thing about law because it's the truth.
Okay, explain it to me, Dave. Why aren't you divorced?
Because she and I have a great relationship.
Yep.
Well, I don't know why I'm holding this.
And you don't want to give her your money?
No. We have the perfect relationship. We're best friends. So the judge looked at it. We didn't want to split. We didn't want to change how we were doing things. We just want a legal divorce. And the judge said, nope, he has too much money and wouldn't accept it.
No. Literally play that back. You have too much money. You can't get divorced. Said because, who the fuck ever, you little piece of shit.
Because they're like, he's trying to screw you. And I wasn't.
No, this doesn't make sense. Go ahead. I'll give you a minute. Text her.
Wait. By the way, I just got a text from Tom Brady's people. Was Brady actually going to the show to Alex's unwell event last night? Laugh my ass off. That's one of the funnier rumors I've ever heard.
I didn't.
Alex is swearing by it. He was 100% coming, cancel the whole trip last minute. Where'd that come from? I mean, I know she's well connected, so maybe some mutual friends had told her something I don't know about. But no, he had an F1 event last night. You better come stronger than this,
Dave,
Alex.
Where,
we have connections too, my friend. Dave, this better not be on the cutting room floor.
Who is texting
either.
You that right now?
Tom Brady's right-hand man used to be my right-hand
Dave,
man.
Dave, I haven't said this publicly yet. I haven't even said anywhere that he was coming here. So who said that? Someone over there?
What do you mean? You just said it to me.
And so did you text someone?
Yes. No, it was texted over there.
So you motherfuckers texted someone to see?
Yes.
You little piece of shit. I swear to God he was coming.
Matt! Direct from Tom Brady. Not true.
Tom was coming to my party, shoulda, coulda, woulda. You were going to get a divorce, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Bitch. Fucking bitch.
I'm going to get it right now.
Okay, let's talk about the Celtics.
All right.
How old are you?
I have... Don't answer that.
20.
Don't answer that.
2.
Way young.
21.
Way young. You're way off.
24.
Way off.
Give me a little nod.
No.
Come on. The girls stick together.
No. Your girls do not stick together. We're not talking about it.
25. Thank you. My girl over there gave me a little.
So ooh-ooh. I'm on a date. Who cares?
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
So you go to the Celtics game for anyone that lives under rocks. Dave was at the Celtics game and he chooses to bring this gorgeous blonde woman right on his arm to the game. And you sit directly behind the announcers. And you look like you're going to shit your pants.
Correct.
When it goes live.
Right.
The guys are like, here we are at the Celtics game. And Dave is like, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Correct.
Why did you bring a date to the Celtics game if you didn't want to be seen?
So I've already explained this.
But no one listens to BFFs.
Yep, that's not true. Everyone listens to what I say.
I'm just kidding. Love you, Josh and Brianna. Okay.
I usually, if I go to Celtics games, I sit on the court, like center court.
Ooh,
I'm very vocal.
Flex.
Very like, yeah, it is a flex. So I always go to Celtics games. I'm from Boston. I'm a diehard Celtics fan.
Okay.
Celtics ended up playing Miami playoffs. I live in Miami. I did not take courtside seats. I turned them down. I bought seats in the corner.
Such a martyr.
Yes. I bought seats in the corner. They fell through.
Okay.
MB, who works for us, bought replacement tickets. It was a deal. Game time, bought the tickets. I had no idea where they were. Walked in, you show the usher, where are we sitting? We sat down. I said, oh, fuck. We're right behind here. 2 minutes later, we're on TV. We got up and left.
Okay, question. How many dates have you had to have been on with a woman to bring her out in public to an event like that?
Like, how many have she and I been on?
Yeah.
We've,
be honest.
We've hung out a decent amount.
Okay, what does that mean?
We've hung out a decent amount.
What does that mean?
I hung out a decent amount. Like, she lives in Boston, so we do bursts. If she was here for the week. That's why she's here now, which I thought you'd have some decency and not bring it up.
But we got to entertain the people.
This isn't entertaining.
I think this is so entertaining. This is amazing. So if you were on a first date, would you ever bring a girl to a Celtics game?
No.
So this is serious.
No, that doesn't mean that either.
You said you hang out in bursts.
Correct.
Who says that?
Well, if you don't live in the same area. So, like, I've known her for a decent amount of time.
Okay. How would you describe your type other than young?
Who said it was young?
I don't know, Dave, your track record. It'd be like saying, like, I liked athletes.
No, listen. You are attracted to who you're attracted to or hang out who you hang out with, but I'm in a young world, so I tend to meet younger people. I'd love to. Listen, if she was 35 or anyone was 35, I don't discriminate.
Okay, I'm going to play a little game with you. I'm going to give you a scenario, and you're going to tell me.
I thought you were going to be a lot nicer. Okay. We were talking before. I'm like, maybe don't come. She was a fan. It's like, no, trust me. Me and Alex are friends.
No,
she
Dave,
won't mention
this
it.
Is good. This is good. People will love this.
Sick.
This is good. You guys hang out in spurts. This is one of the spurts. We got to capitalize. Like, I got to get those views. Mm. And who better to use for views than you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario and you're going to tell me how you would react. You walk in on the girl you're talking to going through your phone. What would you do?
Break up with her.
Immediately?
Yes.
Would you say something? Like, get the fuck off
my
phone?
You're like, what are you doing?
Oh. Well, so you have something to hide?
No, just there's no trust.
Yeah. How do you think she got your password? Do you have an easy password?
Yeah. I mean, I get hacked all the time.
Is it 0000?
No, I don't really try to hide things. So, yeah, I'm easily hackable and I've been hacked many, many times.
Yeah, yeah, we've seen. Okay. She asks you to buy her a Chanel bag after the 7th date.
She asks?
Asks you.
Break up.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the most expensive thing you've ever bought a girl? A G-Wagon?
Yeah, the G-Wagon.
That was fucking crazy.
But for that example, like, she never asked for that.
You were just so generous.
Well, I want to get her something nice, yeah.
Good boyfriend. She asked you to hire her as Barstool talent.
No chance.
No chance.
No.
Not even if she was so fucking funny.
I have a lot of girls who in my DMs at one point waver between, like, wanting a job and wanting to, like,
have sex.
Go on a date. I didn't say sex. Oh. I said date. That's never
good. I said
good.
Sex.
Yeah, yeah. Separate business pleasure. Oh.
Okay, she's really into toe sucking.
No, not my thing. Really? I wouldn't break up. I'd just be like, no thanks.
You sucking your toes?
No, I don't like any of that.
Would you suck her toes?
I'd rather not.
She has a passion for making sex tapes and says, come on, one more won't hurt. Would you do it for the love of your life, even if you knew it was going to get leaked again?
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I don't care about being leaked. That's not me. I care about the girl. So if the girl's fine with it, I don't care.
Okay, let's talk about Taylor Swift.
Love her.
Okay. You're a huge Swiftie.
Huge.
When did your love for Taylor start?
So it really started when Kanye and Kim fucked her with that, editing her, like, voicemail about the lyrics. That was the big. I always liked her music, but that really made me team Taylor. And then I really hate Kanye so much that the more I hated Kanye, the more I started liking Kim, Taylor, and I hate Kim. So it all played together. And then I just became a bigger Taylor
fan. So would you say that you're a big Swiftie fan because of, like, the personal shit rather than the music? Or you do
it's
like...
It's a combo, but I feel like a lot of... I feel like I've had a lot of... I can feel for her message of, like, when people are lying about you and making stuff up. I feel like that's happened to me quite a bit. So I resonate with that. And I am a very, like, vengeful person.
Okay, aside from Kim, if you had to pick, like, who would be your favorite Kardashian?
Well, Kris is a savage, right?
Baller. Yeah.
I mean, she basically whored her daughter out to start an empire. Now, just because you make a sex tape, me being an example, doesn't guarantee you endless success. Lots of people have had sex tapes and turned nothing. She's brilliant,
yeah.
Smart, savage. So she's an interesting one. She may be the one I'd, like, from a business side, really be like, man, how'd you do that?
I would like to have a martini with her.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, people, I don't like them. You can't
deny it.
Poo-poo their brilliance. They're business geniuses.
Okay, so do you feel like I'm shitting on you too much? Should you tell me like a sad story from your childhood?
I don't think you're shitting on me.
We're just having a little fun.
Yeah, I mean, I listen.
Did you want the Caller Daddy treatment? Like, Dave Portnoy, welcome to Caller Daddy. Let's go back to the beginning. Tell me what happened in your childhood that fucked you up so hard.
No, I don't have anything like that.
Yeah, you do.
I was actually wondering what you were going to talk to me about, and then I gave you. But I did think you would not talk about her. So
why?
I don't know.
You're making me seem like a bad person.
You've never had an ex that it's like, well, you don't want to make them upset.
No, for sure. But I also, like, we're in the public. You gotta fucking, if you're
She's
gonna,
not.
Yes, she is. There's 19 cameras in this room
They're
and she's sitting
her.
In the room.
They're not on her. What, are we gonna leave her in the rain? It's pouring rain.
Leave her out there on the racetrack?
Yeah.
No, but you know you're gonna be filmed here.
Filmed?
Filmed.
What do you mean filmed?
Dave.
I've come to the Kentucky Derby 6 to 10 times. I've never been on TV, never nothing at the Derby.
Oh, they
TV. They're treating you guys better than they treat me, which is bananas because I'm like the biggest horse fan in the country.
First of all, filmed as in, yeah, no, TV. No one gives a fuck about TV. Dave, iPhones, internet.
I don't care about that.
Okay, so then you don't care about being seen with her. So why do you care about me talking about
There's different platforms, like being on the Celtics game.
And Call Her Daddy.
Well, she's not on the couch.
Should we bring her over?
No, definitely not. She
Come on.
No shot. No shot.
When did you lose your virginity? Can you tell me your virginity story?
Late. Yeah, it was freshman year of college.
Okay, tell me the story.
No.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Let me tell you the story.
Tell me the story.
It was my girlfriend. We had sex. Like, that's the story. It wasn't anything crazy.
So when do you think you turned kinky? Anyone that's not watching, he's like fiddling his toes at that
question.
I'm
trying to think about.
Take your time.
Probably, like, I don't know, after my marriage, maybe.
Oh.
We weren't overly kinky, yeah.
Okay, so you don't have any sad stories you can tell me from your childhood, so we can make this a full 360 episode.
I'm not one of your sad like rehabilitation.
Yeah, we got to do a little therapy.
I have not. No,
you never sat alone at lunch.
I was popular all the way through.
No, you fucking weren't.
Of course I was.
You were popular
With
in high school.
This personality, no shot. Like always a funny guy.
And you didn't get bullied in high school.
No, I was the kid at like growing up recess. I pick who plays recess in elementary.
Shut the
school.
Fuck up.
Yeah. I was a cool kid.
Okay, back to Taylor. Do you think she knows you exist?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I know she's seen videos that I've made, like,
really?
Defending her, yeah. And, like, Travis Kelce kind of runs in
that
circles
crowd.
That
yeah.
aren't too different from some of my circles.
Okay. Does that make you excited?
No.
What? Why?
I mean, I want to meet her, but I wouldn't say it makes me excited.
Yeah.
It's more like, as much as I talk about her, I'd love to meet her. And she's so talented. But no, it doesn't make me excited.
Okay, do you think Taylor and Travis are going to get engaged?
Yes.
Okay, what's the timeline? Like, when are they getting engaged?
Year, within a year.
How do you think he's going to do it?
Well, I have no idea.
How did you do it?
We went to a resort in Cape Cod. And, like, aww. I had a nice little thing, yeah.
Was it a nice ring?
Yeah, I mean, I was broke then. I actually bought my buddy there, his one of his friends... like family friends had a ring store, so I got through him.
Okay, what do you think they're gonna name their first kid? Do you think they'll have
Travis
a kid?
And Kelsey?
Yeah, Travis and Kelsey.
Travis and Taylor. I have no fucking clue.
Let's bet Amy.
That would be great.
That would be fucking crazy.
That would be great.
Let's guess right now. So what if we get it right?
Just pick names out of a hat.
Okay,
is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy.
It's probably gonna be like. What's Mahomes' first? Patrick, probably named after Mahomes.
Shut that. That's fucking
weird.
It
wouldn't shock me.
Isn't that a little weird? I think Taylor has like more class than that. She'd be like, we're not.
I mean, she's into like, Travis is a meathead. Like, she's into the whole meathead thing right now. Everything she's doing, she hasn't done before.
Do you like it? Like, do you think it's good?
I like her whole story. Like, that's as I become more of a Swiftie, like the latest album and Swifties Go Crazy, which I don't know as much of her, but every lyric, everything like has a story to it, which I like.
I agree.
It's not just the music, it's her storytelling, the lyrics.
Oh my God, The Smallest Man That Ever Lived.
Yeah, I like that song.
Do you think an ex would ever write a song about you like that bad? Like, have you ever fucked over someone that bad? So that's like a really dark song.
I don't think I've fucked people over like that. I'm sure maybe other people think. I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty straightforward. You know that. People can say whatever they want about me. I'm pretty honest and straightforward.
Do you think a lot of people hate you?
Hate? Hmm. No.
Do you think anyone hates you?
Yeah, I know some people hate me for sure.
Who?
We have some mutuals.
We have some mutuals?
Yeah, we have some mutuals.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is your doing, not mine.
No, that was your
they
doing.
They fucking hate me because that was my doing?
That was your doing.
How was that my doing?
That was your doing. Nothing is ever my fault. This is all on you. How is it my doing?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Are we talking
about
the same thing?
I don't know. Are we talking about the same
thing? I feel like we are.
Are we talking about like a little...
No, there's two people.
Oh, a man that wears a suit like you?
No, not him.
Oh, right. Oh, fuck him. Fuck him.
All right.
He actually
met you.
Is... Do you think
Who did
he's
I
worse?
Meet? Who did I meet? Who did I meet? You. Who brought trash into my life? You. That's a fact.
Okay, I did bring trash, but then you took the trash out, and you tried to get rid of me, too. No, that's a lie. I'm just
that's
kidding.
That's a total lie.
I'm just being
lie.
Dramatic.
Yeah, that's a total lie.
Okay, I did bring trash into your life.
I sat in a room and looked at
a room. Like, oh, my God.
I don't like him, but I guess we have to bring him along. I was right. I have
okay,
good
you
character
were right
judgment.
On that, and I actually regret that to this day.
Yeah.
I like vouched for him, and then he shit on us.
Yes. Yes.
Do you think people know what we're talking about?
I don't know. This probably will make the not make the.
Are you still looking for your court documents?
I'm going to just text her.
Okay, let's take a pause and you just text her really quickly. Why am I so obsessed with your divorce? Probably because I think you're using it as like an excuse to not get too close to women. Like you use it as like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't move forward with you because I'm still married.
That's just not true.
That's your trauma. Let's dive into it.
Did we try to legit get divorced and get denied by a judge? Divorced.
And please explain why we got denied.
We weren't. I was trying to buy a house in Nantucket.
Okay.
Most expensive house ever sold in the history of Massachusetts.
Okay, your dick is so fucking big.
The judge wanted me to give her half of everything I had.
And why wouldn't you?
Because we had been separated for 10 years and we exist, and if she wants something, she gets it. Like, she has access to my bank account still. So she has access to it. If we do that, it changes everything on how we operate our lives. She didn't want it. I didn't want it.
So why didn't she tell them that?
She did.
And they said,
no, fuck you. No, no divorce.
So why don't you just give her half your money?
Because then we both want the best for each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't get the house if we did that. I couldn't do this. We didn't want it.
How much was the house again? 40 million?
Yeah, 42 million.
How much are you worth?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Do you think I'll get there one day?
See how your Barstool Junior for women goes. I mean, that's what it is, right?
I can't believe you just made fun of me. I'm doing a great job.
How did I make fun of you?
I'm running a fucking company.
How did I make fun of you? I said it's Barstool 2.0. That's what I did.
This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callher Daddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You know real when you get it, right, Daddy Gang? It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guaranteed, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more.
Okay, you're a Swiftie. I haven't seen these. You're
yeah, right.
No, I actually haven't. I haven't. We're about
I
to play a
you.
Game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe you.
So
why'd you hand me this one?
I don't know. Do you want a different one?
Just want to make sure you give me
pick a fucking
one.
Card.
No,
date.
I got it. I'm good with this.
You're good with yours?
Yep.
Do you want to trade?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay. So we're gonna read a lyric to a Taylor Swift song and let's see who knows the lyrics more.
Oh, this is gonna set me up for failure.
Yeah, well, fail. Okay, so when it's where it says read, we're gonna read it, and then the other person has to answer what they think the rest of the lyric is from a Taylor Swift.
I'm gonna suck.
Okay, ready? Game. New money.
I'm not a lyric guy. Everyone knows I can't
up
do
and
this.
Just guess.
This game sucks.
Just play. Just have fun, Dave.
I can't have fun.
You were that kid on the playground that was like a little fucking shit.
Well, I don't.
I didn't get my team, so I don't want to play.
I'm Andy Bernard. I don't play games
Dave,
that I know I can't win.
New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. New money. Suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine.
Nothing.
Take a guess.
Blank.
Actually, that's
blank,
the name.
Yeah, blank space. Yeah, but I don't know lyrics.
Take a guess.
I don't know lyrics.
Dave, you have to play.
I have nothing.
Okay, read me one. Let's fucking see if I can get
You'll
it.
You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess.
Oh, that's easy. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, baby. Just say yes.
Right. So you're a huge Swiftie?
Yes. Dave, what do you think I was doing crying in my bedroom when I was in high school? Crying in my bedroom when I was in college?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Because I was part of your live show. I am calling absolute bullshit.
Okay.
That you were the ugly girl crying in your room.
I was.
College. No, you weren't. You were pretty. You put
I
up
mean,
these
Dave,
pictures. You're like,
HR.
I was the ugly girl. And then you put up like a stunning picture of you. She was crying in her room
I
in
was.
College.
Not in college. College, I was hot. College, I was hot. End of high school, I was hot. It was like elementary school was like really tough for me. Elementary school and like freshman year of high school. And then I got a glow up.
Okay.
But like you had a glow up. So you know how it feels.
I said I was always immensely popular my whole life.
But you weren't cute.
No, but I wasn't being picked on.
What
and
age
I wasn't
did you
crying.
Get cute?
When I got money.
Yeah, you got that new hair. Your hair looks so good.
This is not new hair.
Well, how long have you had it?
My life.
Fuck you.
This is my, this, no. What you're looking at is my hair.
No, but you re-implanted it from the back.
Not on the front.
On the front.
No.
Where?
Back.
Oh.
The front, this is my real ear. Hair. I was ahead of the game. This is my hair.
You were
nothing
ahead of the
has
game.
Been touched on the front of my head.
Really?
At all.
I don't remember that hairline in some old pictures.
You know why? Because I was working 100 hours a day eating baguettes and sitting and like grinding so you could come in and be like, I want more money like 5 seconds into it when I had been doing it for 20 years. That's why you don't remember.
Okay, but yeah, you weren't good looking either. So we're both little.
But I never have complained like, oh, woe is me.
Yeah, but you got roasted online for it.
Yeah, I don't care. I still get roasted online for it. People don't say I'm good looking now.
I think people think you're good looking now.
Hit or miss.
Better.
Better. Well,
see,
that's
same
not
with
saying
me.
Much.
They'll try to find pictures and be like, look, she was
yeah,
busted.
I don't care.
They're like, look what money can buy you. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
God fucking bless.
It is what it is.
A little bit of Have you ever had Botox?
No.
Would you ever get it?
No.
Raise your eyebrows. Huh. You have like a good size forehead.
Thank you.
Okay, back to our
That's
game.
That's very nice.
No, that is. I know. Okay, now I'm... Okay. You fucking know this. This is from the new album. Now I'm down bad crying at the gym. Now I'm down bad.
Down bad. I'm down bad. That's the name of the song. I'm down bad. Down bad. I'm down bad.
Finish the fucking lyric.
I don't know lyrics.
Just guess. Okay, you actually have to say this one. Now I'm down bad crying at the gym.
I'm down bad.
Then you think that's the next line?
I don't know what the next line is. I just know the song is called Down Bad.
Okay, just try.
Down bad.
You think the next line is down bad?
I'm crying, I'm down bad. I don't know the lyrics.
Everything comes out teenage petulance.
I don't know. Like, I'm a Jimmy Buffett fan. I've listened to a million zillion times. I still sometimes don't. I don't. Lyrics don't work
in my
head.
Do you like pina coladas?
Getting lost in the rain.
Is it getting lost or getting caught in the rain?
Getting caught.
Oh, you're really fucking bad.
Yeah. Like, music. Can't carry a beat. Can't do anything. Mr. Bajoukas told me I had to lip sync in my elementary school graduation.
The trauma is coming out now. Mr. Bajoukas?
Yeah.
He told you you had to lip sync?
Yeah.
Isn't that the antithesis of what a music teacher is supposed to like?
No, because I'm loud, too, and offbeat.
Give me a beat. Go. Sing, do you like pina coladas?
Do you like pina coladas or getting caught in the rain?
Yeah, definitely lip sync.
I'm not good at that.
Okay, give me one.
I stay out too late. Oh, you're getting the easy one.
Okay, I haven't looked at this page. Give me, read this.
All right, this one's harder.
Okay.
Sometimes you just don't know the answer till someone's on their knees and asks you.
Oh, man, this is from Evermore or Folklore. Someone's on their knees and asks you, you would have made such a lovely bride. What a shame she's fucked in the head.
So you're a huge Swiftie. But you'll find a real one
instead.
Okay.
You'll pack up the tapestry that I had.
So what kind of Swiftie are you to be like, I want Kim Kardashian on this show? Bang.
No. I was thinking. I rarely pause. Let me think about that. You have me speechless, Dave.
Yeah, because if you're actually a real Swiftie, you know how she feels about Kim.
This is the thing. I don't think I'm like intertwined in like Taylor's personal life. I love her music. Is that fair?
Yeah.
And I feel like you're intertwined in her personal life and you don't know as much clearly about her fucking music.
Well, I'm bad at lyrics.
No, that's not fair. You're bad. No, you don't fair. Know her songs.
No, I know her songs, but not as well as hardcore Swifties. For sure. I'm open about that.
Okay. If you are an actual Swiftie, you can get this one. I want to be your end game. Go.
I need to hear.
Picture Taylor's in the room right now.
I need
go.
To hear beats
I
want to
be
stuff.
Your end game.
Nah.
I want to be your.
Wife.
Dave, you're so fucking bad at this game.
I could have told you I'd be bad.
Do you think
at this
that's
game.
Problematic if I would want to have Taylor and Kim on the show? Oh my! Imagine if I got them for a sit down.
I would call you like the greatest to ever do it if you did that. If you got the two of them together, that would be. You can't top that.
No, and I know I could never do that because they would never do that.
If you can do that, you can do anything.
Are you having fun?
I don't know if it's fun. That wouldn't be the word.
Are you? Feeling entertained?
Yeah, it's entertaining. Let me see if I got the text back.
Yeah. Text. Did she answer? Is she awake?
All right.
I have a ridiculous question. I'll explain later. Did we try to legit get divorced and get denied by a judge? Yes. Twice. Ooh, can I read your text? Miss Pisha just popped up when she answered the phone. So cute. Awesome video. Oh, you two. Would you ever get back? I feel like you guys are endgame.
She's got a boyfriend.
I kind of like ship you guys.
I don't have a girlfriend. She has a boyfriend she's had for a long time. We're best friends.
But maybe she's waiting for you to come back. Be done with all the youngs, come back.
Are we just going to ignore the fact that I was dead ass right?
No,
are we just going to pretend that I was just dead ass right?
Because she's your fucking wife and she knows you're always up to like weird shit. So she knows
the
game.
So no matter how that was answered, no matter how that was answered in the exact way I described, I wasn't going
to
get credit.
No, I need to see the documents. That would be like if I texted Matt being like, I'll explain later. I didn't kill someone, right, on this day. He'd be like, absolutely not, babe. Love you so much.
I'm sure I have the documents.
You'll find it and then I'll post it on social media, okay?
It's crazy.
This is like my first derby. Can I go bet with you?
Yeah, if you want. It's we bet a lot. Like
how much?
Hundreds of thousands.
Do you have
dollars.
A gambling problem?
No.
Do you think you'll go into debt?
No. Gambling's made me all my money.
What's the most you've ever bet?
On a single game, $1 million.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah,
what?
We won. Michigan beat Alabama.
Wait, that's the you went viral recently for that, right? Or was that a while?
I've won $5.4 million this year.
Were you literally clenching your asshole the entire game?
I was with my mom. So I went to Michigan. So I'm a Michigan grad.
Oh, you went with your
mom?
So
it was the Rose Bowl.
Were you holding her hand, squeezing it?
We were tight. Yeah, it was very exciting. And I have a lot of money. So it's all relative.
Well, have you ever given someone $1 million?
Yeah, we just gave a cop who got killed in line of duty $2 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, that's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. And Sully's raised half of it. I matched.
What are you worth, like $400 million?
No, not that much.
$300 million. $200 million.
Probably 100. A little. No, more than that. Probably like $250 million, something like that.
$243 million.
I don't know.
So how much money should I bet?
Are you cheap?
I don't know. What is cheap?
Do you care about money? Like, I'm easy. If I lose $100,000 today, I don't care.
What the
fuck? I mean, I care, but I don't care. So it's
why don't you care?
I don't know. It's just money.
Did you grow up rich?
No. Middle class. Not rich. Like, my parents, when they walked in, like, the first time they see me, they cry. Like,
wait, when your parents see you, they cry?
No. Like, the first time they walked into my house, Miami, Montauk, my mom, like, just starts crying.
Oh, because she's so proud of you.
Yeah. It's just, like, you can't really imagine it. It's, like, a crazy.
Well, no. I'll give you credit for 5 seconds and stop fucking around for 2 seconds. I think what you... Everyone can try to like discredit what you do, and like people can be like, oh, he's like a piece of shit and he's a misogynistic fuck and like he's
None
crazy
of that's true.
And like he's a piece of shit. But I think you're really smart, and what you've built is like no one can discredit that. Like, you're
Thank you.
Really well,
you
fucking
may
talented.
Want to discredit the misogynist stuff, since we've had like the most female success of any company like ever.
This episode is brought to you by new Garnier Fructis hair filler with vitamin C, G. Many things can damage your hair, like heat styling and bleaching, but the all new Garnier Fructis hair filler systems can reverse up to 1 year of damage to your hair smoothness in just one use, giving you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. And all Garnier products are approved by Cruelty Free International under the Leaping Bunny program. New Garnier Fructis hair filler, pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and serum are available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores. Learn more at GarnierUSA.com. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Miss Peaches.
The best. She's the best.
She's the best.
She's also wildly famous.
Okay. Do you think she's more famous than Henry if he had an Instagram?
Is that a real question?
Oh, my God.
You don't think Henry's nearly...
Oh, my God. Dave, I can't walk in New York City when I'm there without every 5 seconds being stopped. And people are like, oh, my God, Alex, I do love you. But sorry, I want to say hi to Henry.
Same with Miss Peaches.
Okay. So we should walk around the block together.
I would... quite literally put my life on Miss Peaches.
Okay, Henry's cuter. Sorry.
Absolutely not true.
Absolutely.
Miss Peaches is more popular than you guys were at your prime, at PMT was at our prime, at me. She's more popular than anything we have.
Are you monetizing it?
Everything goes to charity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, do you think Miss Peaches and Henry could date at some point?
No.
Why?
Because Miss Peaches had a life of... too many men being forced upon her, and like multiple litters. So she's not dating. I'm very protective of that.
Are you going to go get another one?
I'm thinking about it.
What are you going to name it?
I don't know.
Are you going to do a girl or a boy?
A girl, probably. It's up to her. I got to see how she'd be with other. Yeah. Like, if she wanted, it's not for me. It would be for her.
But doesn't it make you sad when you leave her at home?
Very much so.
And when we got Bruce, it made me so happy because Henry fucking hated Bruce at first. And now they're best fucking friends.
Right. So that's why I would think. I really don't leave her very often. Like, she comes with me almost everywhere.
Who's watching her now?
Danielle, my assistant.
Okay, as we're wrapping up, I want to talk about my wedding really quickly.
Which you didn't invite me to.
You were the biggest hit at my wedding.
What?
You were the biggest hit.
I wasn't at your wedding.
Yes, you were.
What's that mean?
No, you were the biggest hit.
What does that mean?
Okay, let me explain. You're going to fucking die at this. I died. So Friday night is like the rehearsal dinner, and we're sitting outside, and all of our friends are giving speeches. And everyone's coming up, and they're giving speeches. And then Matt's best friend was like, okay, we have one final, like, surprise. And we have one person that couldn't be here. But
you AI'd me?
No, Dave. Yeah. Yeah, we played your...
we AI'd going.
You. No, listen. So it was the biggest mindfuck I'll show you. It was actually really fucking cute. So he brings up this giant fucking television onto the lawn. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And your face comes up on the screen. At my motherfucking wedding, Dave. Okay? And I'm like, why would Dave have made me a wedding video? Like, what the fuck? We're close, but we're not that close that he can like text me. And your fucking face pops up, but it was like a joke. And you start talking for 2 seconds and then it cuts out. And then Matt's grandmother, who's 100 years old, comes on. But look how funny this is. Imagine my face when I see you pop up.
All right, I'm on my hot boy walk here, sweating, bad head.
Congratulations. Matthew and Alex.
And then she comes on.
So I was at your wedding.
You were at my fucking wedding.
I knew that.
Does that make you happy?
I don't know what that makes me, but it shows that I'm still relevant, I guess, that yeah. I showed up at the wedding.
I think that's like...
Your husband's ripped, by the way.
Yeah, Matt did say to invite you.
It was kind of a no-brainer.
Oh, wait. Did you have a wedding?
Of course.
Tell me everything.
You're going way back in...
Wait, this is fun, though. Picturing... Oh, my God. You walked down that.
I was poor.
Oh, wait. Where was your wedding?
Newport.
Was it nice?
Yeah.
How many people?
It was small, like 100.
Are all those 100 people still your friends?
Yes.
Okay, that says a lot about you.
Yeah. How about the fact that I'm still, like, best friends with my ex-wife?
Yeah.
That may say something.
Okay, but
you
don't...
You want to keep looking at... down, but it actually may be like, hey, maybe he's a good dude.
I think it's amazing, but I also like you didn't really say anything when I said I think you use it a little bit to like keep women at a distance.
No, I did. I actually said, well, I tried to get the divorce and it got denied, and then it was verified that happened.
But before you tried to get divorced, that is a cop out. You would be like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't take it any further because
no, I haven't even had I've had like one serious relationship.
That's not true.
What do you mean it's not true?
Didn't you have SoulCycle?
That was not serious. And that wasn't even...
You were devastated that she cheated on you.
Yeah, I liked her a lot. I was a Aww. Young pup, like just out of a marriage.
Young
dump.
Pup.
Yes.
And now you're an old pup.
Yeah, now I'm an old dog.
I have wedding merch for you.
Thanks.
Oh, he's blushing again.
Should
doing
we
his
give it to
thing.
Your crew?
Okay, I think I'm kind of like... How do you feel? Do you have anything left to say?
I have nothing left to say.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm great.
How do you think this went?
I don't know what your crowd will think, but your crowd loves me.
Okay.
They
on.
Do.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
I think they like you.
No, love.
Oh.
They love.
Why do you think they love you?
I'm not quite sure.
Me
they,
either.
They've ever since I hijacked your
I know.
Your stream.
Oh, you got so off on that. You were like, oh my God.
Fun.
You fucking grew an inch. You were so fucking happy.
That was fun. No, that was a good time.
Oh, your ego was out the wall.
And then I was on you when I did it after. And you saw the reaction I got at your show. They love me.
Oh, people fucking freaked out.
Yeah,
I got some messages. I felt bad. People were like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, they got Dave. Like,
I loved it.
That's
like the Swifties when it's like, oh, those two songs she played that meant one, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was reading all the comments like, right.
Because wait, you came to Philly? You were in
Philly.
Did you enjoy my live show?
Yes, it was different than what I didn't know what to expect, but it was more like a Broadway show.
Were you impressed?
Yeah, it was very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Raunchy.
Oh.
Like, I thought you kind of left the raunch when you left Barstool.
I had to stay true to the beginning, and then we started in the raunch, and then I sat down and did an interview.
Yeah.
And also, it's fun. to be raunchy and have fun, you know?
No, I do appreciate it. I've seen interviews for the most part, not as many when people try to trash us to you. You've defended us for the most part.
I always defend you.
Yeah.
I always remember where I came from.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be like, fuck Barstool, although I like have a couple like qualms still with like my data and like my bonuses. But like, other than that, do you still owe me money, you think?
Fuck no.
Why not?
What were you doing before us?
I was unemployed. Yeah, I was on unemployment checks, blogging it up.
Yep.
Okay, do you want your wedding merch?
Sure.
Dave, thanks for coming on Caller Daddy. Oh. Wait, rate it 1 out of 10.
What am I going to do with this?
I'll give it to your assistants.
Well, am I just going to hold this for 2 days straight at the track?
Never mind. Never mind. Don't give it to him.
Ooh.
Ungrateful. Okay, rate this interview. Were you impressed?
Yeah. The lyrics thing.
You really fucking flopped.
I can't do lyrics, so that was an F.
Clearly.
Lip sync. No, but it was like a A minus B plus.
You have trauma. I'm going to find it. Next interview. Next interview we're going to do Dave Portnoy.
Took
welcome
you
to
long
Caller
enough
Daddy.
To invite me on. What, you have no one else here? I thought you could do a whole thing of interviews here.
No, you're the only person I'm doing.
They told me.
I think you'll do good numbers. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.